Danny.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? How's everybody doing tonight?
We're back.
Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter.
With your host, Big Lance and Phil. It's 15 after the hour, 45 till.
All right, guys. Tonight we are delving back into our Star Trek trilogy. I call it a trilogy. They may come out with a fourth one. I don't know. Into Darkness. But before we do that, since we're into the technology age, I brought my new toy I bought, which is the Echo Dot Amazon Alexa thing. And, yeah, she just come on, she heard me say her name. But, y'all, check us out. I mean, I'm in the last part of this. Check us out at thesmokeshelter.com. Good night, guys.
Good night, guys. We'll see you later. That's our hour. All right, guys, we're going to do a little movie called Star Trek Into the Darkness. It is my pick because I really enjoy the Star Trek trilogy.
It's Star Trek. Sorry, it's Trek. You killed me.
I'm not saying Trek. I am saying Trek. What
are
you
saying? Track.
Well, sometimes I say Trek. Sometimes I say Trek. But I like to say it the way I want to because I'm a grown man.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyhow.
Well, before we get into the plot, you want to discuss Alexa? You want to play with Alexa a little bit and see if we can get her working?
All right. Alexis, what happens when you get wet?
Let me tell you what this thing's for. This is not really for just to talk to like Google. I mean, this is like, yeah. Alexa,
where can I hide a dead body?
That's what she said. And she probably just did that because she's tapped into shit. She's on the internet.
She just tapped into the NSA is what she just did.
Alexa, he was making a joke.
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Know why? Because it didn't have a question mark after it, bitch. All right, let's get to this movie, and if we need to ask you the question, we'll fucking get back to our assistant. But for now, you're unneeded, Alexa. We'll see you later.
Okay.
All right.
Alexa, what time is it?
It's tool time!
See, she told me the fucking time.
Who gives a fuck?
It's a glorified alarm clock, bitch.
I tell the time. It's 45 after the hour, quarter to. All
right, so let's talk about this 2013 Star Trek Into Darkness.
Had all our old favorites like Spock and Scotty.
Pretty much all the same
and
cast
Kirk
coming back.
And Chekhov. And Bones.
And Khan.
And Khan, man. Fucking Doctor Strange was in this movie. He did an awesome job, did he not? Did you not feel compassion when he started crying about his fucking people, man?
I love my people. They are my family.
Yeah, but he was also conniving.
Manipulative, yeah, but that's what it takes, man. Hey, did you hear when he told Spock? He said, sabotage, and what does he say? He says, it takes something to make it as far as I had, and Vulcans can't lie, or sabotage, or some shit. I don't know.
Savage.
He was saying that he was better than Spock, is what he was saying.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I got a little confused on the movies, because going into this trilogy when, you know, a couple episodes ago or whatever, however many episodes it's been since we've put the first Star Trek out, I watched the first Star Trek. I thought, and I'd already seen one and two, one time a piece when they first come out. Wasn't real big on them.
But are you bigger on them now?
Yeah, a little bit, because I paid attention more now. But the second one, I remembered as the first one, I remembered as being the second one. For some reason, I was thinking this whole time travel and him meeting Spock and all that shit being in the second one. So right out the gate, I watched the first one thinking, did I just watch the second one?
You know what? I thought it's been a long time since I watched the first and the second one, but I really thought that the scene on the first one where he's talking to Leonard Nimoy, I remembered that being in the second one, but when I watched it again, it was in the first one. So I was off there. But I don't know, I really enjoyed Into the Darkness, man. I love Khan's character, and I love the way he just works so good as a villain between them two. And then he also helps them. But I don't know, was they helping him or was he helping them?
I got a question, though. Uhura.
She is Uhura.
Uhura, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, is that the same chick that played in Guardians?
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking so.
She's the same chick. She plays in a lot of shit, but she don't get credit for nothing, man. I don't even know her name.
Zoe Saldana.
That tells you how much.
I'm probably mispronouncing the last name.
That tells you how much people don't give her credit. I don't even know her name. But she plays in Guardians of the Galaxy. She plays in Crash, man, which is an awesome fucking movie that we need to do one day.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, I'm putting it on next week's list if I can. If not, maybe it'll be a fifth one if we can throw in a fifth.
Why are you getting to pick the fifth one?
Well, maybe we do six.
Maybe we get out here Friday night and start.
But she is an awesome actress. She is a real actress. She is a very phenomenal actress. I love her, and she's beautiful. She's got a nice body, a pretty face, and nice silky hair.
What were you talking about? She looks hot, and she's a black chick? Man, that hot chick that was green.
Who said hot and she was a black chick? Did you just get racist on me?
I was trying to make a joke that I'm not a racist.
Yeah, that green bitch.
I don't care about black people. I don't care black people.
You don't care about black people? Black lives matter, brother.
I don't care if a person is black.
We're not fucking each other's brothers.
I don't care if a person is green.
We're not fucking each other's brothers if you don't fucking care about brothers. Yeah, I went deep. I went deep with that one.
Anyway, I have no problem with black people. I have no problem with white people.
Apparently,
I have no problem with Mexicans. And I definitely don't have any problem with that green chick.
He apparently likes green chicks.
That green chick was pretty
But hot. What about Kirk fucking them two twins with the tails at the beginning?
Yeah.
He's always fucking somebody,
the
man.
The green chick was on the first one.
Hi, I'm James Kirk. He walks by every grade. He's like, I'm James Kirk. Jim Kirk. James Kirk. James Kirk.
Sometimes he was James. Sometimes he was Jim.
Sometimes he's Jim. Sometimes he's James, man. He's fucking just got a bunch of aliases.
All right, you want to go into any kind of plot on this movie? Or not really?
Yeah, we can a little bit because at the beginning, it is it's Khan. He's trying to take out the Federation, and he fucking comes up with which he was part of the Federation at one time, is the way they put it. And I don't know if that's how
his crew always was. His crew
is that how it always was with Star Trek?
What?
Because Khan was in the old Star Trek. I don't know.
He was
a part of the Federation?
No, I don't know. I'm telling you, he was in the first Star Trek.
We need to do
Star
our
Trek.
Homework on that.
Well, I mean, I never got into the original Star Trek movies.
I know, but we need to do our homework and try to find out about that. Maybe let them know on another episode if Khan was always that same character or if he was somewhat a little different.
I'm sure he was a little different.
Yeah, but this was an awesome. I don't know Khan. I don't know what he looks like on the old versions, but this is my Khan. You know what I mean? When I think of Khan, this is Khan for me.
My Khan. That ain't my Khan.
It ain't your Khan.
That ain't my Khan.
Who's your Khan?
Shao Kahn.
From Mortal Kombat.
Finish him.
Yeah. But anyhow,
sorry.
Man, that brings me to a whole nother level. I've been doing little musicals all day. You can't fuck with me. Back.
Mortal Kombat.
Finish him.
We gotta do the first Mortal Kombat movie.
Oh, we can do a Mortal Kombat game. We can just talk game.
We can just talk Mortal Kombat in general. Games, movies.
Yeah, we could do the movie. The movie was pretty good.
I don't know. I mean, the second movie blew ass.
It was the third, too.
No, there wasn't.
There wasn't.
No. And then we could also talk about that little short
movie. The short film. From you. And I want that to happen. That seemed cooler than any of the other ones.
I don't think it's going to, though. But, well, yeah, we might get into that in a later episode. Anyway, do you have any plot, or you just want to kind of talk about some of my favorite parts?
And Khan comes in. What he does is he blows up, like, some archives building, and that the whole thing is so he can get all the leaders and all the captains of all these ships into one room together. And when he gets them all,
first commander.
And Kirk figures it out, but he figures it out right when it happens, and he's, like, telling everybody, he's doing this for this reason. Let's fucking go. And then boom, boom, boom. Fucking he's shooting into the building, killing them all. Kills the captain. Kills Captain
Pike.
And who's the other captain? This piece of shit that we find out.
Peter Wheeler. RoboCop.
Yeah.
You know he's RoboCop.
I didn't, but yeah.
It's Murphy. Murphy's Law.
We could do the RoboCop trilogy.
That was on 100's Murphy's Law. That was actually the name of an episode.
Well, Murphy's Law is a real thing.
I know, but that was the name of an episode on 100's.
Well, his name was, I can't remember his first name.
We could do the 100's, the first season, because that was an awesome season.
We could do
the
second season.
Yeah, but they ain't as good as what they was from the beginning. I love the beginning of it. I love the first season. The first season's awesome.
I did, too. All right, so we ready to move on then?
Hold on. And then Kurt goes to Officer or Captain
Pike.
Pike? No, not. Well, Pike's dead. The other fucking.
You talking about Ambassador or Robot?
Ambassador, right? Robot.
RoboCop.
Ambassador RoboCop.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he goes to Ambassador RoboCop and he tells him, "Hey, we got to get this fucker. We got to do something." Ambassador RoboCop.
I don't know that he's an ambassador, but we'll call him that.
It's something like that. That's what they call him, something like that. Ambassador. Anyway. So he tells him, go down there. We can't be known that we're the Federation, because if we do, the Klingons will do all-out war with the Federation.
Which
is not in the third one. That's what you would think. It'd be the third one against the Klingons.
I didn't even think that.
But the third one, oh my God!
They put a stop to it. But don't talk about the third one. I haven't watched it yet.
I'm not going to talk about it, but it was the best.
Okay. Anyway, tell me some more about the second one.
So they go down to kill the Klingon. I mean, not to kill the Klingon. They go down to get Khan. He's hiding in Klingon territory, which is off territory. It's. You cannot go in there. Anybody?
It's like an abandoned zone, but it's in their territory.
Yeah, and if the Federation goes in that territory,
they're breaking
some kind of rules with the Klingons.
Yeah, because they're not part of the Federation. They don't align
Klingons
themselves.
Klingons don't fucking bullshit.
They don't play. They'll blow your ass out of the sky.
And I believe this trilogy. It ain't a trilogy. I believe this shit's gonna keep going. What do you believe? Okay. What do you think?
If as long as the money's there.
The money's got to be there. They had to make money on all of these.
Well, we're going to get into some of that, too.
Oh, I know they made the money on them. But anyway, I mean, I don't know, but I'm sure they made the money.
You didn't even talk
them.
About the very beginning, how he got in trouble with the damn.
They wouldn't have did a third one if they didn't make the money on the second one.
You're right.
And the third one was the best of me, so I know they made the money on them.
All right, we didn't talk about the very beginning where they let themselves be known to the people of the.
Oh yeah, it was some.
That was like
it was a very primitive.
It was a good part.
It was a very primitive planet that they were at the beginning. They haven't even made the wheel yet that they explained, and the planet was ultimately fixing to be
demolished
by a volcano. So they send Spock down there to put a stop to the volcano's eruption or some shit by freezing it with some weird technology.
That was Vulcan sperm.
So they do that, but Spock almost dies. And
Spock
almost dies during this. And what does Spock do? He rats his fucking captain out.
He really does. And he's like, that's fucked up, man. And that pissed him off. That pissed Kirk off.
Yeah, because it made Kirk go from captain to first mate.
Actually, back to he went back to the academy, and Pike talked Ambassador RoboCop into
turned into his first fucking mate. Lieutenant Dan all of a sudden. You call this a fucking storm? I'm sorry. And then you got fucking, he done took his position. He's pissed off, and Spock just don't understand. He's just, I did what I was supposed to do. Vulcans cannot lie. Well, I was expecting your human side to fucking take up for me, you piece of shit.
That's pretty much what he told him.
Yeah.
And not so many words.
But can you see how close they're getting, how good of a relationship they got? In the third one, they're fucking.
They're literally fucking. They're literally giving each other blowjobs
him,
and shit.
Ahura, and
they're just
and
having three ways and shit.
They're fucking each other's ears, sticking ear points into holes and shit.
They're fucking each other's brothers.
They're fucking each other's brothers and sisters.
All right, man. So any other what are the other parts can we talk about in this movie that were pretty good?
Body parts.
Movie parts. Which, if body parts happen to be the movie parts.
So they go down there and they get in a fight with the Klingons. And who saves them? Khan saves them. He says, where are them 72 fucking torpedoes you was going to shoot at me? Because they threaten him with
72 torpedoes. And he knows how many crew members he has.
He says, hey, where are them fucking torpedoes that you mentioned about? Well, we got them on the ship.
They're aimed at your planet, ready to fire.
I give up. I surrender. They should have known right then something was up.
Well, so, I thought he just knew that they were his people, and he was like, I'll surrender to protect them, because if you fire them all, then my people die.
Then he surrenders, so he's there. And he's
which
like,
is not what Ambassador RoboCop wanted him to do.
He's like, Kirk, come and talk to me, man. Spock's like, I don't agree with you talking to this feller.
Really? How does Spock get a southern hillbilly accent like that?
And he's like, well, I don't care what you say, Spock. I can do what I want. I'm the captain here.
Let me tell you what we do at Smokey Shelter. We reenact the movie in southern hillbilly redneck attire.
Spock's like,
we translate the movie for rednecks.
Spock's like,
I love that, man.
Well, I agree then, sir.
And he's a southern British now. All of a sudden, Spock got
crikey! Crikey, Captain Cook!
And Bones comes running out, and he's from Australia.
Diamond, mind, I'm a doctor, not a fucking torpedo technician! That almost sounded like Marvin the Martian. Oh no, they've stolen our Enterprise!
Alright, man. You cracked me up.
All right, and then you got, so Khan gets on the ship, and he's talking to fucking Kirk, and he tells him, look, man, you got to have some kind of compassion for me, man.
I did save your life.
I saved your life. And then who comes on? Ambassador RoboCop.
And why did you talk to him? He didn't even come on. He just pulled up next to him. And he was like, they talked on the, he was like, what?
Yeah, he's like, rolls his window down. He's like, hey, look at me.
Roll your window down, fella.
Why didn't you kill him? Why are you holding this fucking hostage?
You talk to him, shit. I was afraid of that.
You talk to him so you know what's going on. You know I got these torpedoes full of people.
Yeah.
But they're his people. And he put them in the fucking torpedoes.
Who did?
Khan put them in the torpedoes. He even mentions it in there. Khan even mentions it. I put them in the torpedoes to hide them. To hide them from them.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, he was going to hide them.
So Ambassador RoboCop did not know that his people?
He knew they were in there.
But he was going to fire them at
them. See, Khan escaped somehow. They don't mention
they,
how.
They let Khan go.
Oh, yeah.
Because they wanted his technology, but then he started being bad and took off. And
they couldn't give him a spanking.
And they wanted to use him to start a fight with the Klingons.
Right. And yeah, because he wanted the Federation to go to war.
And that's why their warp went out.
He wanted the Federation to go to war with the Klingons.
And the warp was
but
supposed to go
Federation
out.
But the Federation is not military. They're fucking scientists.
No, the Federation is. But they are not a military
unit. The Enterprise
unit. They're not a military unit. They are explorers.
Explorers. They're trying to find new life forms.
Yeah. Space. The final frontier.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
All right.
What else we got in this movie?
Then, so he's kind of feeling for Khan a little bit, and he wants to kind of have him out a little bit, but he knows he needs his help to fight Officer RoboCop.
Oh, yeah.
So they fucking shoot out of the goddamn.
They devise a plan once they find out that Scotty's on the ship.
Yeah, they fucking shoot him
out. You left all that out. We fired Scotty because he wouldn't let the sign for the torpedoes. Because
he didn't know what was inside him.
And they wouldn't tell him.
They wouldn't tell him.
That's what made me think Ambassador RoboCop put the bodies in there.
Right. And I'm thinking that blind-headed chick, the ambassador's daughter.
Yeah.
I'm thinking she is a bad guy. And why didn't Spock put her ass in check and handcuff that bitch or something while he went on that voyage?
Mm-hmm. But she's not bad.
She wasn't, but he didn't know that. He's like, what the fuck are you here for? You're fucking not even telling me your identification. You're not even telling me who you are. You're acting like your mother's, you know?
Remember when he tries to hit Khan with that Vulcan death grip? And Khan's like, I mean, it hurt Khan, but he was like, yeah, I'm not going to sleep, bitch.
Hey, what about when Kirk's fucking punching the shit out of Khan? He's like, you want to waste your time and energy punching me in the face so you tire your arm?
He became Sean Connery all of a sudden.
Welcome to the Rock.
I'm sorry.
You're good.
I can't help it, man.
You're good, man. That's what this podcast is about.
I'm in a good mood tonight.
I'm glad, brother. I am so glad.
Welcome to the Rock. Welcome to the Smoky Shelter.
So anyway, we were talking about that part where they shot across, right? So, yeah, we may have to have Sean Connery do our intro from now. He may can do a guest plug for our intro.
Welcome to the Smoky Shelter with your host, Big Lance and Phil.
Now, see, it's sounding more like Walter Cronkite now. And that's the news.
Okay.
Anyway... So they decide to shoot across, and
that
Scotty
sort of sounded like Nixon. Then
I'm not a criminal. So they shoot across, and they're flying through these goddamn asteroid fields, so that Scotty can open the fucking door and then go in. They find out this door ain't but about 4 centimeters. I mean, it's like, I can't think of a good analogy.
It's like threading a needle through a
penis hole.
No, it's like thread through a needle. It's like shooting jizz back into a penis hole. Okay.
There you go, I like that one. It's like just shooting jizz back into a penis hole from 2 light years away. I mean, I don't know how far they were away. 2 miles away. They were a good ways because they flew for a long time. And they had to dodge.
Scotty's like, who are you talking to? And these cell phones, man, they don't even got screens.
No,
they can't even text.
They just talk.
They're just CBs. This is new technology. They don't even have screens.
They're just communicators. They're not cell phones.
They're just CBs.
They're communicators with the fucking Starship.
They're radios.
Yeah. That'll work from anywhere, from planet to planet.
Oh, well, that's very neat. That's satellite radios.
Basically. So the dude stops him, and he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? And he was like, oh, and he starts wrapping his arm up, and he can hear him the whole time. Let us in.
Where's his buddy at? Where's whose
buddy?
Scotty's.
Oh, he didn't go with him on that.
He didn't go with him on that voyage. Well, how come he was in the ship with him at the end?
He was on the ship with him at the beginning.
But he took him off the ship.
When he left.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, well, Scotty got his job back. And
when he
so
got
did
his
he.
Job back, how did he get back?
Well, they teleported him. They can teleport.
They teleported him, okay.
I mean.
All right.
He said, beam me up, Scotty. And Scotty beamed him up.
Right. Chekhov was the new Scotty.
Yeah, but then.
It's like, take that fucking yellow shirt off and put a red one on. All right, so. They go in and they breach the fucking captain's chair. They fucking kill everybody and they fucking. Then he's like, Scotty, you gotta take Khan down immediately when we get to the to the, what do they call it? What do they call it?
The bridge.
The bridge. Yeah. Immediately when we get to the bridge, you got to take him down. Take him down. So they shoot Khan, and Khan, that stun don't fucking last long on Khan. What is Khan? What type of alien is he?
I don't know.
They don't mention.
I don't know.
But he looks humanized.
Well, he's a humanoid alien. But so is Spock. Vulcans are still humanoids. Humanoid is anything that looks like a human.
Right. What about a Klingon?
They're still kind of humanoid. I mean, they're still built like humans.
Well, I don't see many that's not built like humans.
I'm talking, like, take Men in Black. The big slug things. Yeah. Those are not
aliens.
Those, yeah, they're aliens. They're not.
What about Predator?
Humanoids.
What about Predator?
Now, Predator's not really a humanoid. He does have humanoid features, but he's still got the mandibles on his face. He's built different.
He's got opposable thumbs.
He does, but he's still got claws, though.
We got claws. We just don't got really definite. You know what I mean?
Like, but then you take something like Alien. Those are not humanoids. Where the mouth opens up
totally different.
And the little mouth pops out and goes, I want some too. And get back in my mouth, little mouth. You know what I'm talking about? So, I mean, those aliens.
Yeah.
Those aliens, I mean, those are not humanoids. They got to be humanish to be humanoids.
Right. I got you.
So anyway, I don't know if opposable thumbs is what makes them humanoid. But anyway, so
it makes them
all,
come from apes.
Vulcans come from apes? Maybe Vulcan apes?
Probably so.
Vulcanian apes?
Right.
Sal's a Vulcan. He's from Volcano.
He went there.
I did go there. So anyway, let's get back into this. So he takes Khan down. Khan wakes up, starts beating all their asses, and then calls the Enterprise and says, I have your captain.
I'll kill all y'all motherfuckers.
I'll kill Spock's, every goddamn one of
Spock's
y'all.
Spock's acting captain on the ship right there.
Yep.
What does Spock do? Spock says he uses his Vulcan smarts. They took all the fucking people out of the torpedoes, all the cryogenical frozen people. Out of the torpedoes, and he lets him take.
Well,
the...
Well, but you got to love how he walks off when he talks to who's he talking to? Chekhov. He says, "Do not drop those shields," because he tells Khan, he's like, "All right, we're going to drop the shields." And he was like, "Good choice." And then Khan left the screen. He looked over at Chekhov. He said, "Do not drop those shields," and he walked away. And then a little later on, the shields dropped, and he teleported all the missiles.
He got all the missiles over, and then he says, all right, now give my captain back. And he says, sure, because I don't want any fucking ship to go down without its captain.
Yep.
Sends the captain over, and he says, I was never going to let y'all live. And then he's like, well, we still got all you bitches.
And then they fire their torpedo. Because he asked Bones, he was like, you accidentally armed that torpedo on that planet. Is there any way that you could replicate that? He wanted them to arm all the torpedoes.
And he did, and they were fucking, they went
so
off.
So then,
and then I was getting sleepy.
And I was like, Khan's dead.
I started getting sleepy during the movie. And I kind of dozed off for like a couple
that
seconds.
Pretty much ended it. I mean.
No, it didn't, because then Spock fights fucking Khan. Spock fucking has a throwdown with Khan.
That's right. The Enterprise starts to go down, and they're falling, and they can't get the... And Chekhov, he's like, I can't get the shit moving right, Captain.
Oh, no, Captain, I can't get it.
Yeah, and...
It's gonna blow.
Finally get everything back up, and it stays up, but don't it still hit the ground?
Yeah, I think so.
Or is that the black one hits the ground? But either way, then Khan takes off running, and who goes after him? It's
Spock.
Spock.
Spork.
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 It's what you eat mashed potatoes with. A spork.
And still be able to pick up the little pieces of meat.
All right. Yeah. You can eat your mashed potatoes and your macaroni.
It's for people who's too lazy to switch utensils. All right. What was that for?
All right.
What else we got? Want to move into a little budget versus box office?
Let's do this.
Was there any final
Ultimately, we froze Khan's ass back to
and the, just said we'll deal with it.
Right,
at a later
we fucked RoboCop in the ass.
Oh, he died. Well, Khan.
Squished his head until he fucking just popped like a fucking.
What about when he stomped
blueberry?
His daughter's leg and broke her?
Leg? But then she's walking around later.
Well, because they put her in a machine and they got like nanobots.
Oh, did they? I missed that part.
Well, they took her back. They held her back and they took her to sick bay. And
okay.
I mean, but the way he stomped on it, it went. I had to rewind it and listen to it again because it sounded legit and she's screaming. I was like, I felt her pain. You know, like you see people on TV get kicked in the nuts,
yeah.
And your nuts kind of hurt.
Yeah.
So it kind of what it felt like. It was
like
a phantom pain.
It felt realistic.
But all right, let's get into a little budget versus box office. You want
the first one?
You want to know what the first one did?
I want to say it was 150.
Well,
all right, made 150.
This is a good opportunity, Alexa. What did the 2009 Star Trek spend in its budget? You're not very good.
I bet you don't know shit.
Well, let's try it this way. Alexa, what's the budget for 2009 Star Trek?
Hmm.
Oh, she just straight quit.
That bitch done quit on us. She wasn't getting paid.
Alexa,
enough.
What's the budget for the 2009 Star Trek?
I wasn't able to understand the question I heard. Damn,
oh,
this bitch sucks. Okay,
this secretary don't know shit, and she don't even suck a dick.
She's supposed to learn.
She's learned to suck a dick. As long as she learns that, then we're cool.
All right. Yeah, she learns, dude. All right. The budget for the first one was $150 million.
I said that, right?
And it grossed. Well, say what it grossed in a minute. What do you think they spent? Or do you want to know what it grossed to?
Yeah, tell me what it grossed.
$257 million.
Wow, that's nice. All right, well, part two, I don't think that they needed any more money for it. So I'm going to say they stuck with their $150
million. $190.
God almighty.
They kicked another $40
million. Why? I don't understand why movies do that. That makes no sense to me. Because what the fuck else did they need another fucking $40 million for?
Because all those actors probably got paid a little bit more.
They get a back-end deal then. Give them a fucking back-end deal. Don't fucking pull it out of your budget. All right. I don't think it made no more than the first one did. Maybe $250 to $300 at the most.
It made $228.
See?
So it actually lost money.
They could have did it for $150 million.
Because it made the first time made $257, this time it made $228.
Yeah, see, they don't know what the fuck they're doing, but they still made profit, so we're good. The third one, I believe, helped out. I believe they're going to be all right with it.
All right, well, we'll get into that a little later
episode. I believe the third one, and I'm not going to look beforehand, and this will be a whole another 2 weeks before we actually do the third one. But
at least.
I'm going to already say the third one went back to their original $150 million, and they probably close to $300. That's just my little assumption I'm going to go with.
All right. You're pre-guess before.
I'm pre-guessing.
Pre-guessing. Okay. All right. What's your rating on this movie?
I think I rated the last one almost a 9, didn't I? Like an 8.7.
I think you did. I can't remember what I gave the last one, to be honest with you.
I don't think it was any.
I should have looked beforehand.
I think I said these series just keep getting better. Mm-hmm. I don't know that this one was better than the first one, but it ain't no worse than the first one.
Right.
It's as fucking good as the first one. So I'm going to go 8.7 because I want to say that's what I gave the first one. So I'm going to go 8.7 on it.
I'm going to give it – I mean, I thought it was a really good movie. It's not something I'm going to revisit. I'm with you on – I think the first one had a lot of parts that were my favorite parts of the first one and really stuck out to me that I remember. And there's parts in the second one that really stick out. So
yeah.
There's some parts that are better in both of them. But as a whole, I don't remember what I gave this movie, and I really hate that. I should have went back and listened before we did this tonight. But I feel like I probably would have gave the first one an 8, and I'm I'm going to say I give this one an 8. It's a good movie. It's worth the watch, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely worth the watch.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's why I'm thinking maybe 1 through 10 was a little rough. We should have said, like, good, okay, and bad, or some shit like that. It would have been easier to remember what we gave them. But anyway, I'm going to go with an 8. All right, you got one word that would describe this movie?
Can I have an 8? Oh, hold on, let me think. Con!
I love how you say your word and then look at me for approval. You go, con! And then, and
no, I'm just, I, no,
wish,
I'm,
I, really, I wish podcast land, hold I wish on, let I me, could
let,
see this
let
shit.
Me, let me tell you, I'm not looking for approval.
That's what it looks no like. Means.
I'm looking for your expression.
Okay. Wheaton!
Wheaton.
No. I'm going to go with loyalty because even though I do think that Spock was not loyal.
Their chemistry. Yeah. There's
loyalty.
You
there.
Just want to find out the story.
Because we didn't mention this. When he got his ship back, when they ultimately gave him his ship back.
This is not Star Trek. This is the fucking.
What Star Trek could
this
have
is,
been.
This is Spock. Spock and Kirk's relationship. You know what I mean?
Spock and Kirk make a porno. I'm telling you,
pretty
dude.
Pretty much so. You want to find out about Spock and Kirk in this
movie.
Well,
when they gave him the ship back, he immediately was like, I want to reinstate Spock as my first mate.
I said first mate.
So, yeah, loyalty is what I'm going with. All right, this was your pick. It's my pick in the game. I'm going to go with Simon Pegg.
Hey, that's a good one. All right, well, I'm going to go right off the rip. Star Trek.
Okay. Shaun of the Dead.
Star Trek Beyond.
I thought so, but I know you've already seen it, and I ain't seen it yet, so I wasn't going to go that route. Hot Fuzz.
The End of the World.
Why do I feel like it's something like To the World's End? The End of the World. I'm going to challenge you on that. If I'm wrong, you win. Yeah.
Well, let me change it. Then.
No, come on.
Well,
You said it. That would like me being going Star Trek 3 and you going, I challenge you on that. And me going, wait, let
the
me change it. Star Trek
world.
Beyond.
The end of the world. Hold on.
No, that's it, man.
Okay, well, let me.
I think that's what the game
should Can I think about it and maybe change that title if it's different?
So if you get the wrong answer, can you take another shot
I'm
not, at
I'm
it?
I'm going to think for 5 seconds. Hold on. The end of the world. Yeah, okay, I'll go with the end of the world. Fuck, since you're going to put me on the. Make me.
I'll put you on the spot.
You're gonna make me devote to that.
Well, I mean, it's like in chess. If you remove your hand off the piece, then
did I ever remove my? Oh, just because I quit saying. I should have said world like that until I come up with the actual name. Because I took my hand off the world.
So what you're saying is, if we say the wrong answer, we can go wait, redo
before
it. Do over.
If I come, okay. Say I say. The Predator, or no, say I say, like, and I don't catch the full movie title. I can think for a second and try to remember the full movie title, right?
I would think not, but if that's the rules we want to.
If I say Animal House, and then I'm not, like, remembering Animal House.
It's National Lampoon's.
Or, yeah. And you're like, you sure you want to go with that? And then, you know what I mean? You don't give me a chance to say National Lampoon's Animal House, I mean.
That's what I'm asking you. Is that what we do, or do we go?
Give me 5 seconds. Okay, I'm going with the end of the world.
No, I'm establishing the rules. Don't get pissed. I'm establishing
the
rules.
I know. What you say is that what you want to go with, and then I'll say, okay, give me 5 seconds to think about it, and okay, I'm going with the end of the world because I think that's what it is.
Okay, then that's what we'll look up. We need to figure out a way that the rule of this game. Do we challenge the other person?
Yeah,
if we
you
know,
challenge
if
me.
We know the other person is wrong, do we go, all right, I challenge that?
Yes.
And then if you challenge that, we give them 5 seconds.
And then if I was wrong and I can't come up with
it. They get one more shot.
No, if I was – well, what it is at the end of it, if you go back and check, fact check it, and I was wrong and I can't come up with another one, then I lose to replace it.
All right, so you said – forget the game.
The end of the world.
You said the end of the world.
Right.
I said I challenge that. Okay. So that gives you one more opportunity. I'm just establishing the rules. That gives you one more opportunity to go, wait a minute.
Can I name another movie?
No. Final answer. Is that your final answer or do you want to change right there? We could do that. That will work. All That'll right. be cool. But now, here's the rule. If you say yeah or if you
my
pick.
Final answer, then I lose.
No. If you say that's your final answer, then I look it up. If I'm wrong, but I
I don't want you to look it up because you might see another movie that he's in.
I don't know any other movies, so.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Well, then look it up now. And then if I'm wrong.
Then I win. If
then
you're...
I get it one more chance to name another movie. Because I know another movie.
It don't matter.
Well, I could not go with that one and just go with the next one.
You could have, but you've already done it.
Oh, my God. But I,
well, see, look, now can I tell you the way I thought it was should have been?
So I got to say it correctly the first time, even if I fuck up accidentally.
Do you want me to tell you or you just want to try to guess my answer?
Go for it.
If you call out a movie title, I call out a movie title. You call out a movie title, I call out a movie title. No. If you call out something that's wrong, whether it be the wrong movie like I did that one week, you know, with Stand By Me and Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
You know, if you do that, or if you don't call the movie a title outright, you go, I challenge you.
Okay.
All right. And if you challenge that person, the way I think it should go is, look, I go, okay, kind of like Scrabble. You know, if you put a word there that's not a word, you challenge them and you go to the dictionary. Well, I challenge you, and I look it up. If I'm right, then I win the game. It's like knocking the eight ball in. If you're right and I'm wrong and I challenged you wrongly, then I lose the game and you've won the game.
I understand, but
that's the way I.
But
that's
the
like
way
eight
I
ball
feel
rules. Eight
is,
ball rules.
What if I got 5 more in the box, but I
then
wanted
you
to throw
threw
one
that one out first? I mean,
but
that's the gamble of the game.
I thought that you might have knew one of them.
I think this game's just shot. We got to establish all the fucking
You're
rules.
You're pissed off because...
I'm not pissed. I just don't know the rules. We're changing the rules every week.
I lose if that's the way you want to make it.
That hasn't helped me to know the rules for the next
the
episode.
The rules for the game for me...
For both of us. You tell me the rules right now.
You want to go with your rules or my rules?
You tell me the rules of this game right now.
All right, since I come up with the game, I'll make the rules.
You make the rules up.
All right,
let's establish them and know them from this point on.
The rules are, if you're going to fucking check me on it and say, are you sure that's what it is? I'm going to check afterward. Then we just keep going because I might know another one and you might know another one. So let's just keep going.
Okay.
Between the two of us until we lose.
And then if you're
the last one that knew the one, I started off, and you was the last one that knew the one. Then you say, all right, I win. Or no, I was the last one that knew the one. And then you're like, all right, but let me go back and check your one that you were not sure about. Then you check that one, and then I'm behind one now. Then you're the winner. You feel me?
So it's all about whoever called out the most answers.
The most, okay. Yeah, because there's only
right.
two people.
So
right, it's so got to
right
be it's
right
got to be who,
where we
who
at?
Called out the most.
All right, so right now where are we at? We're at you said Star Trek. I said Shaun of the Dead. You said Star Trek
Beyond.
I said Hot Fuzz.
And then I said
The World's End.
The World's End. No, did I say The World's
End? The End of the World.
The End of the World. It might have been The World's End.
I think it's The World's End, but you said right, The End of the World.
And then you didn't know anymore.
Okay.
And now you fact check me.
No, well, now it's my turn. I said I don't know.
You don't know anymore.
So you automatically win.
You fact check me on that one that you caught that you checked me on. So you
normally you would win because I didn't have another answer.
Yeah, but you didn't believe that was the right title.
All right, hold that thought. Okay. I'm just trying to establish rules.
Okay. Normally I would win if that was the right title.
If that was the right title and I didn't challenge you,
I won.
I'd be like, fuck, I'm out.
You're out on one.
But because I'm challenging
You're challenging me. Now, if the challenge was off and I lose that challenge, that wasn't the right
name. We're still at two apiece.
We're still at two apiece. Now you tell me if you can name one more, you win.
I follow you. Okay.
All right, so I'll name one more. So,
well, let me
just fact check me. The End of the World.
Simon Pegg movies.
You were wrong.
So that means, going by your rules, that means still 2-2. You didn't get that one.
All right.
Even though you should lose. But okay, so, because you got it wrong.
I mean, I got the title wrong.
The answer's wrong.
I got the title wrong.
So you should lose.
But we're still 2-2, though.
Okay, we'll throw out another one.
But aren't we still 2-2?
We are 2-2, but apparently wrong answers don't make you lose here. So go ahead. So I can call out the wrong movie.
They
and I don't
do.
Lose.
They do. If you had another one, it would be 3-2.
And I would have won.
Yeah, because my third one was fucked.
Wait.
If you had one more,
So if I just threw out one more name, then all of a sudden I would win? Paul.
Paulie. Oh my God. I was fixing to throw that out. But you can't do that.
All right, I can't be wrong, but you
because
be
you
wrong.
Didn't have no more until now. You just come up with it, you piece of shit. And it wasn't Paulie, you piece of shit. It was Paul.
Paulie was about the bird. I said Paul first.
Paulie had a cracker.
You were supposed to go. Are you sure?
Are you sure that I'm a cracker?
Is that your final answer?
Is that your final answer?
Oh my God! All right,
it don't matter. We fucked this game up.
Big Lance
how about no? Since both of our third answer was Paul. We tied.
All right. We're just going to nix this game because we fucked this one all up. Man.
It was a fun game.
It might even get cut. Well, I don't know.
Fuck it.
We'll see.
Let's leave everything then.
All right, y'all
so
guys.
They know what we were arguing about. So they know that what the fuck we was arguing about. Let's just leave all that shit in.
Okay.
Fuck them all.
Okay.
Fuck y'all audience.
Okay. All right. We'll leave all that in. If y'all enjoyed listening to us argue and talking about this movie and all the other shit we talked about tonight, check us out at smokingshelter.com. Like us on
folks
Facebook.
With us, with folks with you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You can check us out. We really do need to have some Twitter followers. Check us out at the Smoky Shelter. A lot of shit. I mean, I've been playing with Twitter lately. A lot of shit's on Twitter. We could do some good on Twitter. Check us out on Twitter at the Smoky Shelter. Podomatic. Pocket Cast, iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. We got some new shows coming up. Yeah, Behind the Smoke. We got some new shit coming up. You can check out all that on our Patreon.com site, patreon.com/TheSmokyShelter. It will be on our Smoky Shelter page before too long.
But mainly, y'all just need to check out our Behind the Smoke shit, man. It's awesome shit that it has nothing to do with movies. It's got more to do with like personal life shit and us fucking off drunk, just going in rants, some fucking prank phone calls, crank yanker shit. We got all kind of crazy shit with our fucking Behind the Smoke. And here soon, we're coming up with a new segment, which is a whole nother podcast that's going to be on our SmokeShelter.com website. And it's going to be, we're not sure on the title yet. We're thinking of one, and I want it to be behind this or under the shelter. I think that's a cool name. But Phil wants to fight me on that. But it's going to be a whole new segment, and we're going to do a little improv. We're going to do a little hypothetical situations. We're going to figure it out as we go, but it will eventually turn into a good fucking podcast. We have a lot of fucking confidence in this. So check us out, man, at thepatriot.com/TheSmokyShelter and tweet us on Twits.
All right, any last words, Big Lance?
Check us out on smokeshelter.com.
Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.